Whoa!
RDU 98.5.
Yes, that's right. It is RDU 98.5, but you know that already. Greatest station in the world. Right now it is 8:46 a.m. and I'm absolutely delighted to have on the line with me right now someone playing a show tonight at Flux. And I love the name of it, House of Booker. It is Frank Booker on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it is my pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great, yeah. I don't know what the weather's like down here, but down in Christchurch, but it's a bit miserable in Auckland. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to heading south later on today.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of disappointing news, but it's kind of dull here too.
Ah, damn it. Oh, well, never mind. We'll find a way to make it fun and have a dance, you know.
And we also don't have Auckland's gross humidity either, so.
You know what? I mean, we might get onto this, but I've lived up here for more than half my life now, and I'm still not used to the humidity. It's something that I can never adapt to. It's just gross.
No, it's disgusting. And as someone from Auckland, I'm not used to it. But I that's a good place to start, actually, because I did want to touch on this. I did not realise Christchurch is your hometown.
It's my hometown, yeah. I was born and raised. I actually moved up here in the year 2000, so it's kind of a pretty easy date to remember. But, yeah, I started out my DJing on RDU, of all places.
Wow.
Many moons ago, like 1998, I think, on a show called The Rhythm Zone, which was like a house music show.
Rhythm Zone's still alive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I think there was already a long history to it when I was involved in it. I think Greg Churchill had started it, who's another native Cantabrian who moved up this way as well. So, yeah, that was my kind of introduction. And then I supplanted myself to Auckland, and I've been here ever since.
Well, you'll be delighted to know in 1998 I was 2 years old, so I was not listening to your show back then, but I'm sure it was great.
thanks for putting me in check. I love when people tell me things like that. I'm like, okay.
I know, that was actually cruel, but I couldn't help myself.
It's all good. I'm just still happy to be here and doing things and making people dance. You know, it's what I hope I'm good at. You know, so I hope to do it till I'm 80 years old, if possible.
I think you will. And that is a good place to start. Tonight you are making people dance at Flux with your House of Booker show. Tell me about it. What will people be experiencing tonight?
It's a pretty simple concept. I just take control of music the whole night. So I start the very beginning. Like, I actually think Flux might open its doors at 8, but I'll probably jump on at 9 and play until they tell me to stop, which I think is 1 a.m. But I've done it up here in Auckland, obviously, at Neck of the Woods and a few other venues. I've done a show in Wellington, done them in Australia. And it's almost a little bit of a reaction, I guess, to shorter form DJ sets, because I get booked on a lot of festivals and club nights where you might only get an hour to play, and I don't feel like you get to have much of a conversation with people in that short format.
Yeah, interesting.
It almost becomes this kind of like, oh God, okay, I've got to hit the ground running and then I'm done, you know, before I've had too many chances to take left turns and go to different places. So that was the idea behind it, really. And people seem to like it. It's sort of it's a different form of a night, because it starts obviously low and slow and then gets a little bit more frenetic as the night goes on, and then hopefully bring you back down to earth and send you off on your way, you know.
I think that's fantastic. And speaking of different turns, you do play a huge variety of genres and music within the entirety of the set. Tell me, are any of these new genres, are they new to the repertoire? Is there anything new here to you?
Not really. I mean, it's interesting that you asked that, because I was talking to someone about this recently and just sort of saying, I can draw a pretty sort of a line between what I've always played and what I play now. It's always been, I'd call it soulful sort of music. Funky music or whatever. So, you know, if you had have heard me play 20 plus years ago, it would have for sure been a little bit different. There might have been certain things that weren't getting played, but the feeling was the same, you know, in terms of I don't tend to make these big drastic turns of like, okay, now I'm going to play trance or techno or things like that. I've got a pretty firm idea of the kind of music I want to represent and put across. And, you know, my whole thing is I like the idea that someone can come to one of these nights and not know necessarily any of the music that I'm playing, but have a really good time. You know, I do the digging so you don't have to. You know, you just dance, focus on dancing.
Well, and that's kind of the fun of it, right? I mean, yeah. Not knowing what you're going to hear is so much more exciting.
Yeah, I'd hope so. I mean, I think I've never been a request guy. You know, have you got? And I'm like, well, if I've got it, yeah, sure, I'll play it. But you know, why do you want to come out and request things? It's like, open your ears and take in something new. And if it's not for you, that's fine as well. Like, I'm very, very sort of okay with the fact that my music's not for everyone, but people who do like it, hopefully, really like it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think there's a bloody good edge to have, because you can't please everyone.
You can't please everyone, and if you try and please everyone, you end up pleasing very few people. So, you know, you might as well. And at the same time, I'm not so self-indulgent that I only want to please myself. I'm definitely focused on people who are there to dance and have a good time. So it's not some kind of DJ bore fest where it's like I'm trying to impress other DJs with, oh, check out this rare record I've got. It's like, you'll have fun, you know. Enjoy. We'll have a good time.
Now, I've got to ask, because it has been bugging me, and it's how do you manage that set? Do you allow yourself pee breaks and, like, like time to cool off? Like, how does that work?
You know what? That's a question no one's ever asked me, and it's a very good question, actually.
How does no one ask you this?
Sometimes it's it can be really tricky, like depending on the venue. So I'm not even sure what Flux's bathroom situation is. But
it's horrific.
Yeah, great. So yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a case of holding on if you can.
Wow. Okay. But, right.
Like for example, we had a show last week. Flamingo Pier had an EP release party up here in Auckland at the Hollywood Avondale, and I was DJing the whole night in the second room, and you know, I'd managed to not go to the bathroom for the entirety of that set.
Oh my god!
Collapsed at the end of it. So yeah, these are the real questions that we need to ask.
Absolutely. Music aside, when does the man pee? Like, you know, these
exactly. And I've often thought that, like, maybe there's going to be some unionized response to DJs. You know what? The DJs are on strike this weekend, like, demanding bathroom breaks, you know? Like, we're going to stand down. We're putting down our tools for the weekend until we get fair bathroom breaks.
Well, it's so funny that you ask what the toilet situation at Flux is like. Because there are toilets, and don't get me wrong, there are toilets at work, but they're almost like locally quite famous toilets, because they are scary, and like they can get into quite some states. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, okay. I'm warning you now.
Brilliant. Okay, good. I'll prepare myself. I'll mentally prepare myself for that. No, but actually, if you do need to rush off, I play a lot of long songs, so generally I'll try and just put on something that I know is going to work for, you know, a few minutes, and then kind of rush off as I need to. So it's like a lot of the music I play is longer tracks, so which is, you know, again, that's another reason for doing these long sets. It's like I'm not playing songs that are 2-3 minutes long, so if I only play for an hour, I might only play 10 tracks.
And I mean, a longer track's better anyway, I feel. But I mean, that's just a personal opinion there. Now, I've got to ask, this is a really, I mean, we've already spent a few minutes talking about toilets, but yeah. I'm now coming out with a really odd question. I was really proud of it when I thought of it. Now, this show is called House of Booker. Now, if House of Booker was a real house, what would that house look like? Do you have design tastes?
Do you know what? That's very strange that you should ask that, because I'm currently, my wife and I are in the middle of renovating the actual House of Booker.
Oh my gosh.
She would be aghast to hear me call our house the House of Booker. It's very much the House of Sonia rather than the House of Booker. But anyway, for the purposes of this conversation, we do have a bit of a, like, I don't know that we're going to win any design awards, but I think we've got a look that we kind of go for, because we're lucky enough to buy ex-state house in Mount Albert, where we've lived for years ago, and have finally gotten around to doing it up. So we're trying to sort of keep the integrity of that, but give it our feel as well, which is sort of a little bit funky, which is like, funky is a terrible word to use when you talk about design stuff, because usually people, funky can mean different things to different people, you know, like, oh, that's funky, and I'm like, no, that's not funky, you know. So somewhere between, I wouldn't say mid-century modern stuff, maybe more 70s kind of feel, and lots of wooden paneling and things like that. So that's what the House of Booker looks like.
The
House of Booker is in your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Because House of Booker in reality is House of Sonia, by the sounds
exactly,
of it. So.
Exactly. And I'm really glad she's not tuned into this, because I get a hearty telling off after this. I mean, she'd probably be like, why'd you say funky? That's so stupid. What are you talking about? But clearly, I should just stick to the DJing and, you know, let wiser minds deal with that stuff. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
No, I love that. And you're right, though. It is, funky is one of those words that is overused and doesn't really kind of have a definition. It's quite odd.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, years and years ago, like, again, when you were probably about 5 years old, but there was this trend towards what they called funky house, and I'm doing like air quotes as I say that, but it like really wasn't funky. So it's like sometimes that word gets added to stuff to give it some cachet, but it's not actually true, you know. It's like the real funk is, you know, James Brown and George Clinton.
Yeah, totally.
Like, which, by the way, I'll be playing, you know, a bunch of that kind of stuff tonight as well. Actually, it's the same as disco. Disco can be a very dirty word in that way. Like, people kind of think of, like, I don't know, the Bee Gees and Saturday Night Fever and all of that. But it's like, disco to me means something quite different, you know. It's like black dance music or whatever. Anyway, now we're getting into sort of, you know, use of words. What a conversation.
I know, this has been a great interview. I'm feeling smarter for this. But let's not dive into disco, because disco is my favorite genre, hands down.
Beautiful. Excellent.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing tonight. It's so cool to have you back in your hometown tonight. I am frankly so excited for it. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. And come and say hi tonight if you come through. It'd be nice to properly meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
You can come over. You come and take over. I'll have the toilet break.
Oh, my God. you'll come back from that toilet break and everyone would have left the venue. But
what did you do?
Oh, my God, you don't want to know what I'll play. Thankfully, you'll be in the toilet at that point, so it won't matter. Hey, have a great, great day.
You too. Thanks very much.